This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Peter St. Onge is joining us, coming up for the hour in 5 minutes. What about you? Know, tune in. This is going to be informative. Well, it just shows how sloppy the Biden administration is. Massive security breach. White House shares uncensored picture of Delta Force operators in Israel. Well, yeah, the White House is full of Chi-Com operatives and Islamic operatives. Why not? Just when you think the Biden administration can't be any more incompetent, they somehow find a way to lower the bar. That's the story. The White House published a photo on Facebook of Delta Force operators that are on the ground level. And then I notice we're showing their faces blocked out. It's too late. It's all over the place. By the way, those guys stick out like sore thumbs. They look like Superman, you know, perfectly in shape. They all look that was the same. I mean, I can walk into any crowd. Well, the craziest part is when you learn the different look of different military groups, you're like, okay, you're a Navy SEAL, and you're an Army Ranger. Oh, you're a Delta Force. They'll all freak out. Go, how do you know that? I go, I just learned the look of what those different things are looking for, and it's just you stick out like a sore thumb. But there you go. Biden put it out without their faces blacked out, showing that they have absolutely no awareness of anything. Now, they've been advised by people to have awareness, like a year ago, or almost a year ago, in December last year. Biden said, we can't send long-range cruise missiles, we can't send Abrams tanks, we can't send F-16s, that's World War III. The Russians will escalate and put nukes on their planes. They've now done it. And then somebody just said, hey, forget what the real war games and research and intel shows. Screw all the people that actually do this for a living. I mean, look at Biden. And by the way, the Democrats have decided not to get rid of him. They've been trying to. He won't step down. So they said, well, he can keep going. I mean, what is wrong with that guy? Nobody will meet with him in the Middle East except the Israelis because they don't want to meet with a puppet. They all wanted to meet with Trump. This is a guy that was taking on the deep state and actually trying to run America. And America had been closed for business for decades, and Trump said it's open again, and trillions flooded in instantly. Everybody's like, yeah, we want to be prosperous. We want to invest in you. America's back. He's like, yeah, okay. And they put this guy in. It's like a wonk, 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 wonk. Well, look at Blinken peering around the corner. I mean, these people are a joke. They have no situational awareness. They have no understanding of history. They have no understanding of anything. They don't know what they're looking at. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing. He's a lawyer and a con artist and a KKK sympathizer. He's a social climbing joke who was put into power and is now has dementia. They got him on all these drugs. He's on Air Force One. They go, hey, he actually woke up. He's able to talk for a minute. You know, I didn't talk about this. I talked about it a few years ago. We got information. I got more information from the Secret Service and others in the last few weeks. And I met with some folks. And they told me that they don't know what the drugs are, but they inject him to get him going. Then they inject him again. That's why he shows up in the morning. On amphetamines, they know it's that. Then they put him down again for a few hours with other drugs. They don't know exactly what they are, but the doctor's there. And then they bring him back for galas and events that are needed. So it really is elder abuse or pedophile abuse, because he's an old evil pedophile. But that is an 81-year-old husk of a man that they're risking his life every day injecting amphetamines into his arteries. Into his veins. So they can wind him up and send him back out. And that guy's in control of the nuclear launch codes and commanding troops in the field. So that's how reckless these lawyers like Blinken are. These are psychotics who are out of their depth. They'll kill us all. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Peter St. Hahn, PhD, is our guest for the balance of the hour. I've known about him for years, reading articles he wrote, but I only started watching his videos 6 months ago. This guy is amazing. He's getting 3-4 million views per video, some more. Very exciting. He's an economist at the Heritage Foundation and Mises Institute, fellow and former professor in Taiwan and ex-bartender. He likes to make the point he's on regular jobs. That's so important, or you're culturally not playing with a full deck. He makes daily videos about economics and freedom. PeterSaintAnge.com, O-N-G-E, PeterSaintAnge.com. And you can check him out on Twitter at Professor or Profess Ange. And he joins us now. I'm sure he's used to people like me butchering his cool, famous name. So, by the way, I looked up your name. I'd never seen that name before months ago. It's quite the prestigious name there. So maybe probably related to King Charles or something. But getting serious here, wow, you cover everything. South Africa, the war, the devaluation of currency, the culture wars. Just everything you say from my own research is spot on. You just lay it out so beautifully. So great to have you here. Where would you like to begin as you school our audience that is very hungry for your amazing gravitas?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Alex. I've, of course, been a fan for many, many years. I saw you speak in San Antonio about 8 years ago and still remember that. That was at Doug Casey's conference out there. In terms of what is going on in the world, you know, we are, I think all of us recognize that we are in a very unsustainable place. You know, there's that good times create weak men make hard times. And, you know, I think we are absolutely in that process now. We're just watching things collapse all around us. And really what I think put it in the sort of first gear here was the COVID lockdowns. I mean, they broke heaven and earth to get those totalitarian lockthroughs into place. And as far as the economy goes, that broke everything. Right? It was a tremendous amount of spending that, you know, it both crippled the economy because you sort of suck resources over to the government, and then it created the inflation. To fight the inflation, they then had to strangle the economy. Like, we are just going through this series of catastrophes that all started with that one just fatal mistake. And of course, you've been talking about all the other things that has broken in terms of society. So really worldwide now, you know, we're just waiting for the next shoe to drop constantly. And every single thing they do to try to fix it is making it worse.
Absolutely. So I'm just amazed by your understanding of all this. So, Professor or Doctor, where would you like to begin here in the world where we are today? You can start any place you want.
Yeah, I think, you know, it all depends how far back you go, but there was really a concerted effort starting really about 150 years ago in the late 19th century, but culminating in the Progressive Era. And the goal was to capture the government and then use that as a tool to create utopia, whatever that would be. And you know, World War One really sort of accelerated that. It gave them a massive amount of power that was really unpopular, and so, you know, people rejected it, and it was called the return to normalcy under Harding. But those guys, they had a taste of power and they were addicted to it. And by the time World War II came around, they dusted off the old playbook. Actually, it started during the Depression. They went back to that World War I totalitarian government that we had, totalitarian economy. They put that back in. That's how, you know, we got the Great Depression. They then continue that through World War II, pulled back a tiny bit, but really we've been dealing with that ever since. And then, you know, I think COVID really, I think it'll go down in history as something pretty close to the scale of World War I in terms of their seeing an opportunity to take more and more power over our lives, but over the economy specifically.
And that's the key. It's you're saying we're at one of those historic inflection points, and the establishment knows that they're in this area where we're not frozen, we're liquefied in their description, and this is when they're going to make their move. It's when we make our move.
Yeah, I think they absolutely are. And, you know, the saving grace is that they are so incompetent. Like, if you're going to have totalitarians, you really don't want competent ones, right? You don't want ones who are good at
you don't want Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, right. You want the trains to very much not run on time so that people will complain about it and they'll start asking, why are we giving these idiots control over our lives? So fortunately, we do have incompetent totalitarians, but it does mean that, you know, there's some stormy weather between, or anyway, for the next couple of years.
Yeah, because the danger is, they're incompetent, but they can blow us up because they don't even know what they're doing. In fact, what's more dangerous?
That's exactly.
Competent totalitarian or a competent one?
Yes, it's an interesting question. Unfortunately, we're probably going to find out here. So, you know, the way they've been pushing the war in Ukraine where, you know, World War III, bring it on. Let's see what happens. And I think really they learned sort of a dangerous lesson during COVID, which was that, you know, shutting down half the economy, that had never happened. Even during wartime, you don't do that all at once. And it was really pretty good for them. They had a lot of fun with it. They didn't suffer. They, you know, got to crank out all this stimulus and buy the votes and sort of tranquilize the population into sitting down and shutting up. And none of them got punished for it. They channeled billions of dollars to their cronies, you know, their little pet projects, their net zero, you know, none of that. Once COVID hit, it's not like anybody said, you know what, you know, we got to focus on this. Let's get rid of this net zero stuff. We'll put that on the back burner. No, that's not what happened at all. Right. All of government approach to put as many resources as they want.
Well, they admitted that COVID was the launch for the net zero green takeover.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So in normal times, if that was really a crisis, you know, if that was the equivalent of wartime, you know, that we were fighting this terrible virus, then you would have said, OK, well, let's, you know, take the foot off the accelerator on this social justice and on, you know, net zero and all this other stuff. But that is absolutely not what they did. Right. They did the exact opposite. And that's actually the pattern. Right. So if you go back to the 2008 crisis, so that was about, you know, mortgage backed securities. And I mean, it was a purely financial thing. What's interesting is that you can do a chart of federal regulations by, you know, subject areas. So you got regulations on finance and climate and labor and all these other things, safety, whatever. And if you look at a chart for that, you've got all the regulations every year kind of bumping along. And then 2008 comes and everything goes off the chart. Even like, you know, global warming regulations go off the chart. You say, well, that's weird because 2008 crisis was not about global warming. No, what happens is that whenever there's a crisis, the government expands. People are scared. People demand the government do something. And there's a lot of different somethings you can do that involve a lot of crony profits to be made by the people involved in those decisions. And so we see that every crisis. I think COVID was just off the charts in terms of the opportunism. And,
well, that's,
you know, we
right.
Saw
that's why the millionaires doubled their money, like 6.9 yes. trillion. And you see the chart, 6.8 trillion lost by the public. So it was very clear what they did. Why did they have to back off of it, though? At a certain point, the compliance wasn't happening. It was becoming too big a story that the shots were poisonous, that they didn't work. Yep. And they admit that the WEF, as you know, sir, they said, okay, COVID didn't work, caused a lot of power and consolidated power. And now they admit the carbon tax into the world, global warming, climate change thing hasn't worked. Bill Gates has even said no more forcing this. We've got to have the velvet glove approach. So now they say we're going to cut the water off and use terrorism as a pretext in war. And like a light switch got flipped. Now we've moved on to that.
Yeah, so it's really a crisis industrial complex. And, you know, they're just running through the four horsemen one by one and seeing which one will stick. You remember when they were, you know, during COVID, there was that meme with Indiana Jones swapping out the skull for the, you know, COVID for global warming. And that's absolutely where they are right now. And the reason is because all these crises are immensely profitable. They're very beneficial. These guys get more power. They move up the ranks in Washington. They get golden parachutes out, you know, collaborating with industry. So crisis is profitable. And unfortunately, that's been the case for a long time. I think that really is sort of the story of the 20th century. You know, World War One should have been disastrous for all the yahoos who, you know, screwed up and caused it. It didn't have to happen. And all those guys, that's not at all what happened. They benefit from it.
And let's be clear. You know, let's be clear. The British Empire did that to stop the German problem, the Austro-Hungarian problem, but it ended up destroying the British Empire. It took 30 years. So the lesson is the individuals get rich, but they in the end destroy their...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And we do that, right? We have military in 177 countries. Why 177? Well, because, you know, you got to have a chip on every square on that roulette table in case you can grow one of them up. It really looks like a venture capitalist where the government is creating crises, and that's financed by the Federal Reserve. If we look at the war in Ukraine or what's happening in the Middle East right now, Americans, they don't feel like they're actually paying for it, right? Like they know in the abstract that $100 billion went to Ukraine, but it didn't actually hit them in any way. Why? Because it's all financed, right? So this
but the price of eggs is but the price of eggs is doubled.
That's what happens, right? So the sort of when you squeeze the balloon where it pops out is inflation. That's why inflation is such a key point for them, and inflation gets the frog jumping, right? It starts making the frog think, okay, things aren't bad enough yet, but I can see the water is getting hot. And so that is why they fight inflation. You know, the Fed doesn't fight inflation because, because it's anti-inflation. That's like the purpose of the Fed. Central banks are created to print money to create inflation. That is the only thing they do. That's the only place inflation comes from. So why does the Fed fight it? Because they know that the inflation is the leverage point. If you cut off or if inflation is high enough, then the people will cut off that crisis industrial complex. They'll have to, you know, trim down the deficits. They'll actually have to spend within their means.
Exactly. They want to strangle us in our sleep slowly, but if it's aggressive, yes, we might throw them off of us.
That's exactly right. Yep. Yeah, so, like, you know, when you take the wars, the goal is to hide the pain long enough. See, we're just sending them old weapons. You know, this is just stuff that, you know, we've just had mothballed for years. This isn't really costing us anything, right? So that's the line in the beginning. And, you know, you sort of finance it until the crisis is nice and baked in. You know, in other words, you've drawn enough blood on the other side that, you know, now it's a proper war.
They sleepwalk you into, oh, we need U.S. troops.
Bingo. That's exactly right. And then, you know, at that point, it's too late. So now people can see the cost. But, I mean, we're already in the war. You know, we have all these bloody shirts. The other side has bloody shirts. So every single crisis, that's the goal. You tranquilize the public in the beginning until you can grow the crisis big enough. The crisis, you know, it takes on its lobbyists and its champions and its, you know, bureaucratic guys within the government. So it sort of accumulates. It metastasizes this entire little industry that is now committed to growing that crisis.
Problem, reaction, solution. So how do you defeat that use of Hegel's dialectic?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to cut it off at the source. And, you know, unfortunately, that is going to take convincing enough people. You know, they really have to open their eyes. They have to understand what this thing is. They have to vote for things like balanced budget amendments, for, you know, either controlling the Fed or getting rid of the Fed, ideally, to sort of cut off the sources of the power that this complex can use to, you know, sort of fund and nurture and grow all of these crises.
Peter, let me ask you this question. What do you think they're going to pull next? I mean, if you look at the tools they've got of their little Swiss Army knife here, what's the next thing they're going to pull?
Yeah, I mean, they're really pushing it on all fronts. I think terrorism really paid off for them in 2001. And, you know, terrorism has the attraction that there's sort of this gray area where you can take very normal people, right? You can take parents who are yelling at, you know, school meetings. And, I mean, we just saw that. So I think that's probably the direction that they're going to go. They're going to try to criminalize domestic dissent, sort of the terrorists under each bed. But they really are at this point, they're pushing on all crises, right? They're trying to maintain the tempo on every single one. So they, you know, they've got the global warming, the equity, they are trying to, you know, divide people one against the other because they figure they can get a coalition. You know, 51% of the population is women and, you know, 30% are this and 20% that. And if you can put them all together. So, I mean, it's really this, electoral calculation to try to get everybody to gang up on each other. But, yeah, I mean, I think the most likely thing that they're going to emphasize at this point is probably going to be terror.
You just said it right there. They've now given billions and billions to Hezbollah and Hamas. They've opened the borders up. The Democratic Party, the universities have incubated Islamic Jihad. And then they allow them to attack and provocateurs and stuff and then take our rights away. I mean, I think you're right. I think the next big thing, we've got the State Department terror alert saying, you know, terror alert, terror alert. And then they think we're so stupid, we won't point out that they're the ones that did it by bringing them in.
Yeah. Oh, always. And that's really how you do a good crisis, right, is that you set up everything for the crisis to happen, and then you sort of back up the last moment, you kind of let, you know, some news headline hit, then you say, ah, that's what did it all. So they've been doing this for 100 years. They're very good at it, you know, from the sinking of the Lusitania all the way to, you know, Lehman Brothers on the 2008 crisis. You know, it was just, some rogue employees. I mean, they're constantly very good at that.
Since you raised that, sir, let's talk about World War One, the Lusitania. I mean, it's always a provocative event. And sure, the British didn't sink the Lusitania, but they sailed it back and forth in front of the Russian submarines, I mean, the German submarines, and they put ads in the newspapers, this is a ship carrying weapons, and then that was still used as the pretext, and then it just happens over and over again.
Yeah, and, World War II, I think the notion that the entire Japanese fleet was sailing halfway around the world, we had spies all over Japan, and we had no idea. They do this on purpose, and, you know, partly I think it's because they know that when the crisis hits, if it's a big enough crisis, they're going to have control over the narrative, at least historically they have. So if you were in World War One and you were saying that, you know, you guys caused this, you were all but inviting them, begging them to sink the ship, we had widespread censorship back then. So I think historically they've been relying on that they can set up all the pins and just the very last piece, just look for some event to try to knock that over with, and then, you know, they can sort of protect themselves from the narrative afterwards by censorship. And so, you know, that is why I think you and I both agree that censorship is probably the most important issue right now, because if you don't have that, everybody, even the people who agree with us, they're going to get brainwashed, they're going to get walked off a cliff.
Peter St. Onge, PhD, author, researcher, talk show host, PeterStOnge.com, O-N-G-E. You're absolutely right. They need censorship so we can't point out the obvious, like Israel. I'm not an enemy of Israel, but I'm an enemy of lies. 7 hours, no attack helicopters, troops stand down. They let their people get killed to allow this all to happen for the larger global trigger. They knew it was going on. They have their, quote, amongst the Arab people that pose as Arabs inside the West Bank. They knew this operation was coming. That's now come out, but they still went ahead with it. And then on the other side, a hospital gets hit. The evidence is overwhelming that it was an errant missile, and they still don't care. The West goes with that because they're funding both sides and promoting and giving oxygen to the hysteria on both sides. This is a new place to stick trillions of dollars in a giant war. Then the mullahs in Iran, who are unpopular and in trouble, they get more power. And all the Arab states that are unpopular, they get more power. War is the health of the state. So they're all not working together, but they're all wink, wink, coordinating to let it happen.
Yeah, it's almost a dance where every single actor is benefited from the war. And, you know, that's dangerous. I mean, it's taking the world to a very dangerous place. And, you know, sooner or later, somebody's going to break it bad enough that it blows up on them or on all of us. But you're absolutely right. Every party involved in that, Hamas is stronger than ever. You know, they've got champions now all over the Middle East who are celebrating them as freedom fighters. Every single side here is stronger because of the crisis.
Hold on, Mr. St. Onge. Stay there. We got to go to break. Amazing. And then I want to shift gears out of the Galen dialectic and just into all the other incredible stories you cover. I watch your stuff every time you put a video out, 4 or 5 times. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans,
the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
only came out about 6 months ago, and it was unlistenable. It's getting better and better. We've got next segment for you. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I love how the AI image even has the bags under my eyes. Very, very funny. Peter St. Onge, PhD, great researcher, great writer, Mises Institute, Heritage Foundation. There's so many topics I could raise because I watch your stuff, as I said, three, four times a week. You just cut right through it and show the hypocrisy. But let me ask you this question before we go into any subjects you want to cover, whatever's front and center for you. This crisis of the Western global elite, the Harvard establishment, they think they're invincible, but all they have is invincible arrogance and hubris and chutzpah. I have this feeling of, like I'm whistling past the graveyard of doom, and it almost feels dirty to be on air chronicling it like we're just voyeurs or like snuff film connoisseurs. I want to stop it. And we have to laugh about it or we can go crazy, but I don't know how to quantify. You're an interesting guy. I'm sure you have similar thoughts or something like mine of just the horror of this and the ridiculousness of a mad elite with an asleep public going over the edge of Armageddon.
Yes. Yeah, I think you've absolutely nailed it. And, you know, it's enraging. Anytime, you know, if you see like a senior citizen getting hustled into, you know, some scam and losing their life savings, it makes you angry. And that's really, I think, what's happening here. You know, part of the reason that I make the videos is that so much of what they do, they hide it in, you know, jargon and quote unquote science. And, you know, if you take the Federal Reserve, for example, the entire thing is structured to be difficult to understand so they can hoodwink you so they can get away with it. And, you know, so for me, one of the most important tools we can use to fight that is to show people what exactly this is, what they're doing to you. And at the same time, you know, sometimes when I do the videos, it'll be kind of a dark topic, you know, how we're all going to be eating cat food, and I'll be sort of cheerful, and people will be like, why are you so cheerful? And the reason is because I am certain we will win, right? Every time that the elite is put on an equal footing, okay, like you remember when Biden was first installed, and there would be these YouTube videos where what they were like disabling the dislike buttons because they were so overwhelming. Right. Like every or you see this on Rotten Tomatoes, right, where you'll have some critically acclaimed movie that's scoring 98% because it's so woke and brave. But then it turns out the actual public despises this thing. Like every time you actually have a little hint of the people actually saying what they think, they are universally against them. And what's stunning is that that's after K-12 worth of brainstorming, right? Another 4 years, maybe another 6 years if you did grad school. I mean, the average American has been nonstop brainwashed for like 16 years. And then they watch the media and they get Hollywood and they get all this garbage. So after it, really an entire lifetime of brainstorming, the fact that we can debate whether it's half, but it's approximately half the population completely rejects this. And actually, you know, when you see little things like the YouTube dislikes and, you know, anytime people can express themselves, whenever Joe Biden goes to visit some town, you know, and you've got people lined up against the side of the road and they're not fans. So what's astounding to me is that we are fighting them. You can debate whether we're, you know, equal or, but the fact that it's even a competition when every single kid has run through a propaganda factory, these madrasas of left-wing ideology for 16 years, to me is shocking. What it tells me is that without the censorship, right, without the government funding, almost the entire institutional left is funded by your taxes. It's absolutely disgusting. They say donations. What they mean is that a little bit of seed money comes from government, right, to build capacity, they call it, which really just means to go into marketing, and then they're going to use that to basically, you know, dilute it with enough voluntary donations that it looks like it's.
Sure, so
let
me back up what you're saying, Peter.
Society better.
Let me back up what you're saying. You're saying historically the tide always turns, and you're betting on humanity. So am I. My problem is a lot of times civilizations collapse to defeat that corruption, and then we rebuild with the bioweapons, the chemical weapons, the nuclear weapons, and God knows what else. You add that wild card. I want to challenge the establishment to realize, yeah, you can destroy the British Empire, consolidate your money, move it to America, and make us the new empire. or set up China as the new corrupt empire. But if we all kill each other and we have a nuclear war, you won't be able to restart. And so I think that's why we could be at the end of history if the establishment doesn't have some pangs of sanity. And I think we're seeing that with Elon Musk, and we're seeing that with the Peter Thiels, who aren't perfect, so that's why they're being attacked, because they're actually smart enough to go, this is not going well. And so can you speak to that? Because here's an example. They ran all the fake headlines, like they would, you know, 30 years ago it's been released that a toy company would pay local news channels across the country to say, we're here at the mall, everyone wants the Cabbage Patch doll. Well, no one wanted the Cabbage Patch doll, but they're all selling out. They show two women fighting over it. They did the same thing in the last 3 months. Everyone wants the new shot. It's selling out, long lines. They staged fake videos like they did during the first COVID lockdowns of, oh, all the sick people and the mask. It was theater. And the hospitals weren't full. So they did that, and only 2% have taken the shot. So that shows a flat line. They hoaxed us, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. So the scams work that they've been waiting for, Disease X, the big Carnegie Endowment, UN, Rockefeller lockstep plan for world government. They launched it, worked for a while, blew up in their face, they had to pull it back, and now each new trick only works shorter and shorter. It's like when you spray poison on cockroaches, within 3 generations they become immune. So comparing us to cockroaches, because the globalist sees us as that, it's not working anymore, Peter, and so that's why they're in crisis mode.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of that, I think, has to do with the Internet. We do have a lot more ability to communicate. We have sort of a stronger immune system against the BS. You know, when you the examples you're giving, you know, radio forever, you had payola where, you know, like every top hit is basically fake. You look back at the BS we got in every single war going back through, you know, Vietnam, through the Gulf War, babies and incubators. I mean, they've always been lying. But I think really the world changed with the Internet where we could now fact check. We could now get alternative views. And, you know, you mentioned Elon Musk. I think that so the elite is not a homogenous whole, right? You've got sort of like layers.
It's
of the
a
elite,
wolf
right?
pack. It's a predator class, and they're going to have ones that are smarter and don't go with the pack.
Exactly. And you've also got sort of concentric circles, right? So you have like the semi-elite and the quasi-elite and the hopes to someday become elite. You have these sort of layers. And a lot of those sort of secondary or, I don't know if you call them outsider elite, they're constantly trying to, you know, maneuver and get their way into the center.
Yeah, they're
and
contenders so like to the throne.
Exactly. Exactly. So those guys are alert, I think, to public opinion. So, you know, you have this process where something like the Internet, like, we need some way to communicate and to frame things and to, you know, present alternative views. And then there are all these, you know, people like Elon Musk who are not quite part of the central elite, but they're close enough that they could definitely be a contender. And they're, you know, alert to these other points of views. And if they feel like those are overwhelming opinions, then they sort of jump on that. Now, I mean, I think, you know, Elon Musk, for example, I think that he's genuine in his opinions. I mean, he's been really transparent. Like, he's evolved on a number of topics, and he
well,
kind
let's
of
talk about his.
Time.
I mean, he also senses this elite is out of control and illegitimate and dangerous. Yep. He doesn't want to blow up the future for his children. He believes in having children. So
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To cut their children's genitals off, and the Afghans totally turned against them. I mean, any idiot could tell the Pentagon don't do that.
Yeah. So in a sense, I'm encouraged. It's like they don't have the guardrails. You know, there was a time in the past where they were evil, but they were kind of smart about it, right? You know, they were kind of moving step by step, and they were kind of bringing the people with them. You know, and they would cooperate with Hollywood to get a movie to get. You remember Breaking Bad? How, you know, he didn't have health insurance, and I mean that was amazingly well timed for the Obamacare push. You know, they were kind of smooth about it in the past. And now it's like they just look panicked, like they just grab anything they possibly can, whether or not the people are against it. So in a sense, it's in the short term, it's dangerous. But I think it's excellent in terms of long-term prospects. Like, what is the world going to look like for our kids and grandkids? I think they're losing. They know they're losing. They still have all the power. They can do a lot of damage between here and there. But I am extremely optimistic.
I agree. You're incredible, and I'm just jumping in because I'm so excited. You're so on target. We've got like 10 minutes left exactly. Other topics. What else you want to hit?
Okay. Probably the biggest economic topics are the debt unsustainability. That's just completely out of control. They're talking, you know, over $100 trillion by 2050. They're doubling down. The Wall Street Journal just came out and said that the deficit this year is actually a lot bigger than even Joe Biden saying, because they had, you know, a funny way to calculate student loans. So we're like $2 trillion. It just keeps growing. They keep coming out with these unicorn farts. They're going to spend trillions of dollars to break the economy. So I think You know, I think we've got stagflation in the future here. The last time they really screwed the pooch was the 1970s, right? They had this runaway inflation that came down and they were, you know, they sort of sounded the all clear. They said, okay, woo, get, you know, fix that. And then it took off again, right? So, you know, it ends up looking like a camel's back.
Stagflation.
And the way they, bingo. And the way they finally fixed that, and those of us who were alive in the 70s, it was a horrible time. I mean, like, you know, the cities were collapsing. You had all these movies about, you know, Charles Bronson and, you know, going through the cities. They look like post-apocalyptic landscapes. But the only reason that the 70s ended, you know, that the economic disaster of the 1970s ended is because Jimmy Carter, I'm sure he regretted it, but Jimmy Carter put in Paul Volcker. And Paul Volcker ramped rates so hard that he crashed the economy. It was a horrible recession, but it killed inflation. But here's the thing. Jimmy Carter lost the next election, and people in Washington noticed that. So I don't think that we're going to get another Paul Volcker, because they know that if you put in somebody who fixes the problem, your career is done.
Exactly. So they'd rather go the Mexico route. They're going to devalue the currency.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So I don't think they're actually going to fix it. And, you know, we were talking earlier that inflation is sort of the lifeblood of the entire crisis industrial complex. If inflation keeps, you know, ramping up, then they're cut off. Like, well, either they're cut off or they have to double down and actually go into hyperinflation. So that I'm very encouraged about. But as you say, devaluing the currency, de-dollarization is a huge topic already. At the moment, the dollar is getting strong because we have these global crises. So that's sort of a short-term thing. Whenever the world goes to hell, the dollar gets strong, right? Even in 2008, during the 2008 crisis, the dollar went up like 40%, even though the crisis was coming from the U.S., right? So this is weird, but the reason is because if you're the reserve currency, then whenever people get scared, you know, it's the same as gold, right? People pile into you. So in the near term, I think, you know, the dollar's going to hold up great because they're breaking the world as fast as they can. But in the long run, that's the concern, is that the dollar is doomed. You know, countries are trying to switch away from it as fast as possible. China is trying to bribe countries. They spend about $125 billion a year on their development bank to try to bribe countries out of the dollar because they fundamentally want to cripple America, right? They want to knock America off the world stage so that they can do whatever they want. And, you know, the final thing, which is something that you've covered a ton, you know, which has been really important, is the spread of despair among people. And, you know, a lot of that, I think, is coming from the economy. You see young people who say how they can't enjoy the lifestyle that they grew up in. Right. So they grew up in a 4-bedroom house in a middle class neighborhood. Here they are 40 years old with roommates and no girlfriend and no prospect of ever having a family. Right. So America has never gone through that. We've never had a long period where the kids are.
That's right. We've been growing, except for a short period in the Great Depression. We've been growing the whole time.
That's exactly right. So it starts to look like, I remember years ago I was posted in Argentina and I took a taxi and the guy was saying he was a former philosophy professor, but his kid couldn't read. That, I think, is the society that we're coming to. And I mean, that blew me away, because normally it's the opposite, right? You know, you go to a poor country and, you know, the kid is the philosophy professor.
Yeah, the goal is each generation
does go backwards.
So for the first time, we're breaking that chain.
Yep. That's exactly what's happening. And, you know, we're seeing it. You look at cities all over America, you know, you've got these thousands of really walking dead. Those people, you know, they're not going to wake up one morning and say, you know what, I'm going to get my act together. Those people are lost.
As you're saying, like, they only got there because we know if you feed monkeys or squirrels or anything, whether it's in Japan, the U.S., or they start laying around. So it's really a product of the parents being so nice while the economy was cut out. These people will be forced back into production. The problem is the infrastructure for this bigger population has been removed. So even if they want to, it's not going to be there. That is going to be cataclysmic.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. Like, you look at cities. So you can go to an inner city and you'll see, like, on a former main street that used to have restaurants, bars, theaters, all this. Instead, you'll see, like, a gas station, a liquor store, a Chinese takeout with bulletproof glass, and a whole bunch of charities. All up and down is charities. It's the lighthouse, this, and the, you know, hope for the future, that. And you're
and they're
running,
farming
you're like,
the poor.
Okay, I get it. There is, that's it. There is an industry in this city. It is creating poor people. So it is shocking. And, you know, even the relatively good parts of these neighborhoods, I grew up in Philadelphia, and you walk through like South Philly and you can see all the street corners. They used to have stores. At one point they had stores. They had plate glass windows. They look like they're built to be a store, but none of them are stores. They're all houses. All the stores are gone. They all got wiped out because government made it so hard to run a business. You know, they would put new rules in. You'd have to switch out your ventilation system because of the global warming. Just endless series of rules. They finally just gave up. Everybody now goes to big boxes out in the suburbs, and then the cities are left to just fester like this. I think that's really
and now they're looting the big boxes in the suburbs, and they're closing.
So at that point, right, you're down to Amazon, and you got to hope that they don't rob the.
No. We're now down to the U.S. National Guard running the migrant centers in New York. I mean, it's collapses here. Look at this video, guys. Show this to TV viewers.
Yeah.
This is National Guard has taken over the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. They have blacked out the name of the hotel on the sign. National Guard stopping Americans, saying it's no longer a hotel. It is a migrant center for illegals. So while we sink, Cloward and Piven are bringing more on.
Yeah, absolutely right. And you know, you see that now reflected in the kids, right? So I think you probably know the statistic, but more than a third of children are on antidepressants.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you've got, you know, suicide rates, just absolute despair. I mean, we are creating this society with no hope. It's depressing to see, but it's also invigorating to be able to fight it, because if you show people what's happening, they flip, they get angry, they come over on your side.
No, I agree, but I think you hit the key, Peter, and that's that they used our Christian morals to help people, to bring in these organizations and groups that knew they were farming a political group they could control. But during their takeover, it made them money and power. But now the whole house collapses. It's like cancer. If cancer out of consciousness, it would say, I'm winning, until the body dies. And I think the left has to realize they are the cancer.
That's a beautiful metaphor. Yes, exactly right. That's what's happening. Fortunately, you know, the frog jumps when the water is boiling, but the frog also jumps if you sit down and patiently explain to the frog that the water is getting hotter and that it's going to boil at some point. So, I mean, I think that's what you and I both try to do, is to explain to people that the water is getting really hot. And if we don't do something about it, it is going to boil. And we try to do that before it actually boils.
Peter St. Ange, very impressive as always. Thank you. I feel like boosted brain-wise. You are amazing. Please join us whenever you want. Come back on. Come on our other shows. We love you. PeterSaintOnge.com, O-N-G-E. And you can find him on Twitter as well. Most of you know who he is. You've been viral for a long time, but, man, you are like, you're just everywhere. I mean, what, some of your videos are getting like 10 million views?
I've been shocked. You know, I used to do these videos. I used to teach at an MBA, and they would give me 9 a.m. classes, so I had to get my hungover grad students out of bed. So I did these little shticks just to entertain them, and people like it. People love it. So, yeah,
what are you reaching in a week right now? 10 million? 20 million? I mean,
probably about 7 to 10 million per week. Yeah,
there's so many smart guys like you. That's what gives me hope. Even they put me in prison or kill me, I'm like, well, hey, 2.0's here, so whatever. You're screwed, New World Order.
You're absolutely right, though. Like, when I started the video, I've had all kinds of people reach out on our side who've asked, like, oh, I want to do videos. How do I do this? And, you know, I tell them, okay, here's my equipment. Here's how you do it. Here's the editing. There is an army of guys who are joining the party. So it is a really exciting time to be in this.
Peter, incredible. Please join us again soon. You are amazing. Godspeed.
I will. Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. They're not going to stop us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
fixation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.